This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM. It's Phil, and I've got some friends, some new friends here in the studio with me. They own a new campground just west of Bemidji, Bergamo Campground. You guys heard about that a little bit during the Proclaim music event last year. And so Dale and Patty Thormisgaard are here to tell us all about it. Ladies first, Patty, how are you?
Thanks for having us.
Oh.
Doing well, excited to open on the 1st of May, and just getting everything ready to go.
What a fun process this whole thing
it
has been.
It has been.
All right, and Dale is here. How you doing, Dale?
Very good. I appreciate you allowing us to come and talk with you and tell everybody, all your listeners, about what we're about and what we're trying to do out there.
Let's start with the fact that you guys know Jesus. It's important in your life. Lots of prayers have gone into this whole thing, right, Dale?
A lot of prayers and some that have already been answered already, so that's pretty good news.
Well, yes, the fact that you're already going to be able to open this May, and it was looking good, you know, Patty, last August, I guess it was. Or was it September, the Proclaim?
September.
It was August, wasn't it?
September.
It was September.
Yep.
Well, yeah, it's Labor Day.
Yes.
Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that's coming again. We'll talk more about that. But you've got a lot of land out there. Mm-hmm. You guys bought it when? Was it a couple years ago
now? A couple years ago now, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there was a nice home on it for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know there's a big backstory. You guys met, you know, well, how many years have you been married?
36.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you met where?
In Michigan.
That's where you were from?
Mm-hmm.
And Dale, you're from everywhere.
I was everywhere. I was a military brat growing up in the Air Force and then joined the Air Force once me and Patty met up there in Michigan.
Yeah.
I asked her for her hand and said, are you ready for this adventure? And she said yes.
Off we went.
Wow. Yeah, you were even born on an air base, right?
Yes, I was out in California, Vandenberg Air Force Base, and moved around quite a few different places and ended up graduating in Okinawa, Japan.
Wow. And thank you for your service,
by
the way.
Well, thank you.
I'm sure that
was all over again.
A lot of interesting stories just in that alone. But you did end up for a while at the Grand Forks Air Force Base.
Yes, and that's how we fell in love with this area.
Well, yeah, and you guys started to go to a campground. A union like Sarah, isn't that right, Patty?
Correct, yes.
Kind of, and you had a great time?
Oh, we loved it. It was just our little home away from home, our peace place. It was great.
Mm. Did you bring a little camper there?
We did. We actually bought on site there, so we bought a camper that was already existing, and we just fell in love with the people and the area, and yes, it was great.
Well, camping is amazing.
It is.
You know, for family activities and so forth, nothing better, honestly, than to go camping. And
we truly think that this is a place where you can get, close to God and get your mind right.
Well, long story short, you guys ended up working at that campground. I know your parents actually started helping first, right?
Correct.
They kind of took it over.
Yes.
There's a whole story there, but then you guys did.
Yep.
And then that ended a couple of years ago.
Yes, that ended a few years ago. We were interested in purchasing the property. We couldn't get it all figured out, so we started looking for different locations to get a campground going, and we found a place in Solway, and here we are.
Was Bemidji on your radar, you know, when you started looking right away, Patty?
To be honest, it wasn't.
Okay.
No, but we did feel a draw and a pull here on another front, too, because our daughter and our grandchildren are here.
Oh, well, yeah.
So after, you know, we looked in other places and we started to decide maybe we need to kind of look elsewhere, then it really came into our radar because of being close to our families.
So. Yeah, at first you were thinking maybe to be on a lake, but when you really think about campgrounds, I would say even most campgrounds are not on a lake. You know,
you're correct, and they do just fine.
Oh, and to be near
lakes
is the idea. There's so many lakes in this area. Why just be stuck on one?
Right.
Let's be just in the area, and you can go to whatever lake you want.
Right.
So here you go. You found this beautiful tract of land just outside of Solway, and did that go well? I mean, did it go quickly?
It was a longer process than we're used to, but it was worth it because we could see the end and getting what we were placed the place that we were placed in is what we feel that this has come to be.
Yeah.
And it was a great experience. We still are in touch with the owner and we just really are happy with what we've been able to do so far. So
There's some outbuildings. You need that for maintenance equipment, I suppose, Dale.
Correct. All the maintenance and hosting things. And if we can back up for just a second, we were talking about how God has some influence on things. We were actually in second position when we put an offer on that property.
Oh,
there was a couple out of Colorado that had an offer on it, and they weren't able to perform on it. and
they had a place to sell in Colorado. Wow.
Colorado.
Yeah. So it was meant to be then.
Yeah, yeah. It just we just kind of fell into it. And at first, when I got the phone call, I was up ice fishing on Lake of the Woods, and she said they're going to go look at some property. And I said, whoa, wait, tell me about this. And
I said, no, I've got to go.
But she called me back later and said, this is the place. And I said, well, you know, we'll look at it, you know, as soon as I get back from ice fishing here. And we ended up going looking at it. And as soon as I drove around the corner from the Senex station, they're coming off US 2, and I seen it. She said, that's the house way back there in the back corner. I was just like, yeah, this is the place.
Hmm. Wow. You know, there's quite a bit of acreage. What all will be on the campground? Because there's a lot of wooded area, right?
Or, yeah, it's about half and half. We have about 150 acres of you know, alfalfa and hayfield.
Sure.
And then the rest is woods and a little bit of lowlands. Mm. But through the woods and the lowlands, we got plenty of trails cut out for people to golf cart, walk their dogs, and just enjoy nature and all the wildlife that we have to offer out there.
Mm. I bet, Patty, it was kind of fun, to that process of designing it, what it would look like, right?
Yes, yes, it was. And, you know, to be honest, we weren't far off. When I put down what I would like to see and what he put down what he would like to see, we really weren't that far off. So that's reassuring, too. That tells you you're going in the right direction.
You're on the same track there, for sure. Yeah. Well, again, it's going to open in May. It's Bergamo Campground. There's how many sites available?
49 to start, and we plan to expand to 130-ish by the time we're done.
How does it work with the hookups out at Bergamo?
All the hookups are, we got up to 50 amp electrical service that's going to be metered, water, electric, and we even have Paul Bunyan fiber optics if people want to, you know, subscribe with those folks to
septic,
to be able to, and septic systems.
For all of the spots, you have all of that?
Yes. Yeah,
oh,
and we will do that with even our phase two and phase three if we decide to do that later on.
Yeah, because the intent is to grow here.
Correct.
So. Yes, and nowadays everybody works from home. You know, you need that connection.
Right.
So we're going to give it to them.
Well, there you go. And spacious lots, it sounds like. I love the fact that there's trails. You know, you're just a few miles, well, you're not even a mile out of Solway, but a few miles out of Bemidji, of course. So access to a lot of things. And, you know, you're going to provide some entertainment, I know, over the course of the summer, for example. And then you do host events.
Yes.
The rodeo is going to be nearby, it sounds like, this summer. And the Proclaim Music event is coming back. The sky's the limit, it sounds like.
It really is. And, you know, you talk about people looking for campsites, and what I really would like to stress is there may not be a time in the near future where people might be able to get more than one lot right next to each other for their families. And that's, you know, that could be a big deal for some families. They want to be together. So here's, you know, two or three or four sites right next to each other that you could have your family or your good friends or whatever.
Yeah.
And so this is a really good opportunity for people to really get that that they couldn't normally get from a campground.
Are you selling or leasing seasonal sites too?
That's our primary goal, is to be seasonal.
Okay.
Obviously, we'll take overnight and weekenders as the sites are available. But
overall,
our goal is to concentrate on seasonals. Makes it easier for the customer and also for the hosts, the owners.
But we do have 12 sites that will be.
But we will eventually,
always,
when we go into our phase two, that we'll have pull-throughs.
Yeah, phase two will be some pull-throughs and some temporary
sites. You have like your own little town out there.
Yes.
It is, and we actually call it our community. It's
right.
And it's going to do wonders for the local community. You know, the Senex Station, JD's, all the commerce within the, you know, local area. But then also we're only 15 minutes away from Bemidji.
Mm-hmm.
So on rainy days you have the movie theaters, and not only do you have the lakes around, but you got golf courses, you got horseback riding, you got mountain biking trails. There's just so much to do in this in this area. So
We've got to talk about how you came up with the name. So I'm going to let Patty do this because it sort of ties to you. But this is the coolest thing. Listen to this, folks, how they came up with the name Bergamo.
Okay, so I'm sitting at the kitchen table one night, and I'm just racking my brain trying to figure out what is the perfect name for this perfect place.
Yeah.
We're thinking Whispering Pines and all kinds of cheesy names that they just weren't fitting. And I'm just racking my brain, and my husband walks past me, and he just touched me lightly on the shoulder, and he said, "Patty, you know what the name is." And I said, "What?" And he said, "It's Bergamo." And I started to cry. And the reason why is because I'm going to backtrack and tell the story.
Yeah.
So Beltrami County was named after an Italian explorer by the name of Giacomo Beltrami. And he supposedly is one of the ones that discovered the headwaters of the Mississippi. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. But anyway, so that's how Beltrami County got their name. Well, Giacomo Beltrami is from a small town in Italy called Bergamo.
What?
And oh, wow. Oddly enough, my family on my father's side is also from this small town in Italy called Bergamo. And wow. Not such a small town anymore. But yeah. Not only that, but my family owns, well, actually my husband and I and my father and my sister own a 40-acre parcel of hunting land in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan that has always been called Bergamo as long as our family has owned it.
Wow.
So it was a calling, and Dale recognized it immediately and told me, and yeah. It was very emotional, and it still is.
That is the coolest thing.
Yes.
And of course, we bought the property long before we knew who Beltrami was.
Right.
We just knew that this was the county.
Okay,
but we didn't
wait
know.
A minute. So you didn't even know
no,
that?
No, we didn't know.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Bergamo, by the way, is spelled B-E-R-G-A-M-O.
Yes.
But I still see you use a bear, like an
we
animal.
We do. Little subliminal.
You should.
A little subliminal
should.
Message there or whatever. Subliminal message.
Yeah.
To try and get people to say it right.
Well, there's a lot of wildlife out there, and I'm sure there's bear.
Yes.
You'll see them, sooner or later. So
yes.
You'll be telling your campers to don't leave your garbage out at night.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're going out on your walks, have your pepper spray with you, just
yep.
in case.
Yep.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Bergamo, you have a website, you have a very active Facebook page. If people want info about the fact that you're opening, they want to start booking, lots or whatever the case may be, tell us about that, Patty. Where do we direct people?
Yep, we just need to get them to call us at 218-GO-RELAX.
Yeah, I'd love that.
and they can also reach us at owners@bergamo-camp.com.
Okay, so that's your website, bergamo-camp.com.
Correct, yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And that's how they get a hold of us. Right now, we do not have the ability to do online reservations.
Okay.
That may be coming down the pipe, but we're kind of a face-to-face kind of people. We like to talk to people. We hear their voices and communicate. And so we, at this point in time, are sticking with just the you call us and we'll talk and get you a reservation.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. 218-GO-RELAX.
Yes.
There you go. Love it. And Facebook, just look for Bergamo on Facebook.
Bergamo Campground.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There can't be too many of those
no,
on Facebook.
No.
So,
and as people get to know us, we'll pretty much refer to Patty as Paperwork Patty, and I'll be Public Relations Dale.
There you go.
He says that, but it's been a running theme for many, many years.
Well, it sounds amazing. And again, I love the fact that the Proclaim Music event is going to be coming back. Is it still going to be a one-day event? I think so,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be hearing a lot more about that, and it's right there at Bergamo Campground.
It is. It is. This will be our second year hosting it. Planning is well underway right now. We're focused entirely on fundraising, because the fundraising is what's going to guide us to who we are going to be able to have as talent for the concerts. So we are expanding right now to, I shouldn't say we, it's Selway Bible
the
Chapels.
The whole community, but
yeah,
it's
their
mainly,
baby.
Yes.
But
yes.
Dale and I are part of the committee that runs it, so I say we in that way.
Yeah.
But expanding this year to 5 bands or more if we can get them. Mm. So it'll be a little bit earlier and a little bit later, but it'll still be on that one day.
Yeah. Sounds great. And hey, QFM family, you know you're coming to Bemidji to see Toby Mac on August 4th. I'd say snag a campsite if you can, unless they're going to be full. But sooner or later, can you already call and start reserving even
Absolutely.
Now, even though you're not open?
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. We'll take reservations right now.
Okay. 218-GO-RELAX. So if that number is called, whose phone rings?
It goes to a cell phone that I have on me all the time.
Okay. So to you, not to Patty, huh?
Nope. Not right now. We call it the bat phone.
Public Relations Dale.
Yeah, there you go. Bergamo Campground. Great to see you guys. And I'm so glad God led you to Bemidji. That's amazing.
Us too, for sure.
I think it's going to be just terrific.
Yes, so, absolutely. Yes. We've been blessed.
Is your daughter excited to have you guys
she
here?
Is.
I'm
yes.
sure she is. Oh, boy. All right. Anything else that we should have mentioned, Patty, that we didn't?
No, I just want to also add that for Proclaim, we would love to invite anybody in the area who'd be willing to attend the church service on Sunday morning after Proclaim.
Oh, yeah.
We have a service right there where the stage is, and we'd like to fill up that field with a bunch of churchgoers that day so we can proclaim him once more.
Mm.
So,
amen. All right. Well, God bless you guys.
Thank you for having
us. You bet. This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM.